Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Holden Thorpe is leaving Carolina, and you can't tell me it's a non-football-related decision. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Holden Thorpe announced this week that he was leaving UNC to become provost at Washington University in St. Louis, a small but renowned research institution where he can both teach and minister students. Actually, I'm not that surprised because the last 2.5 years have been miserable for the Thorpe family. I can't blame him for deciding to leave Chapel Hill, even though Holden said how excited he was to be rejoining the chemistry faculty, and Patty said recently that she and her husband remain dedicated to building the town-and-gown relationship between Chapel Hill and UNC. This is home to them, and their leaving shocked a lot of their supporters and even some of Thorpe's detractors. Unfortunately, a few of those nitwits who blamed Thorpe for the football mess will not be sad to see him go. But it was that kind of animosity that made UNC assign a plainclothes policeman to his side. I said before, and I'll say it again, Thorpe did a tremendous job sorting through the NCAA investigation and academic scandal that fell into his lap in the summer of 2010. He was not equipped to handle a football controversy and coaching change, largely because he never thought that would happen when he was sworn in August of 2008. Who did? He had plenty of time to bone up on the athletic department that was rated among the nation's best for many years. But when Butch Davis's program got into trouble with the NCAA, Thorpe felt extraordinary pressure from trustees, faculty members, alumni, and fans over what he would do. Some were embarrassed for the school and wanted Davis gone. Others, who had a hand in bringing Butch in, wanted UNC to ride out the storm and keep the embattled coach. Those raising money for Carolina fretted that their pledges would be pulled and the prospects would walk away. The bottom line in a bad situation that resulted in an unprecedented 3-year probation for UNC was that Thorpe did not knuckle under to the pressure. He boned up on his options by talking to athletic directors, commissioners, and colleagues all over the country. It would be ugly at first, they told him, but the right moves could get Carolina out of this with minimum damage. Ultimately, Thorpe hired Bubba Cunningham, who hired Larry Fedora, and we are moving on. Very sad to say, Thorpe has decided to do the same. This is Archansky. See ya.